Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to share you what's happening in Indonesia. I put the title "The Birth of the Largest Single Payer System," because it's indeed, when it's implemented, it will be managing a single payer system, the largest in the world. How come? Let's hear from the session. This is Indonesia. If you, for those of you who are not familiar with, from here, Aceh to here, it's like from San Francisco to Boston. That's a huge country. 5 hours flight. This is Philippines. We scatter across islands. We have 17,000 islands. Huge islands. So everywhere, the beach, you know. these populations grow to be aging population, leading us to be better prepared for the aging population with the non-communicable disease. In the past, we don't have large coverage because mainly the health problem are communicable disease, which is relatively cheap to treat, and non-communicable disease now becoming the leading cause of death in Indonesia. This is the trend of mortality. You can see from communicable disease decreasing, but from cardiovascular increasing. That's costly to manage. And therefore, we have to reform the healthcare system. Under current healthcare system, actually, we can identify as liberal market system, where everyone buying health insurance. If you have money, then you can get better healthcare. If you don't get money, you might end up in the cemetery. Yeah, indeed, it's right like that. But the price, even public hospital, often more expensive in the private hospital. This is peculiar. We spend only 2.7% of the total GDP for healthcare, which is the lowest in the regions. This is the national account. The share of the public and the private about almost 50-50 now. It is 2009 still largely private. Now it's becoming equal. This is the way we slowly improve. But in terms of the healthcare spending compared to other countries, we're still the lowest in this region. Yeah. I'll just keep speeding this presentation because I want to jump to the design. Yeah. Under current health insurance scheme, actually we already have implemented social insurance since 45 years ago, covering only 16 million. It's covered comprehensive, everything, cardiovascular disease, cancer treatment, hemodialysis, all covered. We have also some other coverage from family, military, private employees cover only little. That's why we need to reform. And we currently we cover the poor, 76 million, and near poor covered comprehensive healthcare without cost sharing. Also local government cover some kind of 15 million people. Private insurance, although we have developed private insurance like the US model, but it covers only 7 million people in the last 20 years. Not much, because the price very expensive compared to public insurance. This is the picture of the insurance scheme, where from private employees, public employees and the poor under one scheme, and then military defense, private insurance. This is the picture at this time. And we integrate all of those into single payer system starting January 2014. The law just passed last year, and we are preparing everything at the same time. This is the coverage last year. We still have uninsured about 45% of the population. The main two social insurance, which is for civil servant and private employees, are contributing not much at this time, but it will be greater than. This is the more detail you can read in the presentation later on, so I'm not explaining this one. Basically, the both scheme are about the same the financing come from the mandatory contribution with different level of contribution. 2014, we will make it into single contribution in terms of percentage of the income. Yeah. This is another way of presenting. You can read it easily. The problem at this time is that both the two social insurance have some kind of adverse selection because of the large portion of the elderly population coming to ASKES insurance scheme, and the other insurance scheme mainly comprised of young age population, working population. So we want to integrate into one to make it single. We already have experience controlling drug costs with a certain formularium. You can see in this graph, this is the trend of the total health expenditure. It is in Indonesian rupiah, but it doesn't say. This one, the trend of drugs. We use the formularium to make the all the drug companies competing with the lowest price. Then we put the three drug companies offering lowest price, the name of the drug listed in the formularium. So with this competition model, we be able to control the drug expenditure for our previous system. This is the Jamsostek is the insurance for the private employees, similar model, but there is a problem with this insurance scheme because it covers only a lower cost medicine. In the future, we will improve. Because of the previous poor coverage and large employers in the past, this is the size of employer joining the social security decreasing because of they were not happy with this the system, and therefore we need to reform the system. This is the contribution level compared the two social insurance scheme, which is here the average per capita contribution because of the cap under the private employee scheme of the salary level, it's creating lower revenue for the system and create disparity, and therefore we need to reform. In terms of the financial soundness, we have experience that we managed in the last 30 years, we managed to control, this is the 100% meaning all contribution. This is medical expenditure compared to contribution revenue. So we managed to make it balanced over time. Sometimes increased and sometimes decreased. Yeah. So based on that reform, that condition, we need to reform to be integrated into the largest single payer system. In 2019, that will be by plan, it will cover everyone under a single payer system. It will cover 250 million people. We call it INA Medicare for us. The design started 2014. I was in the presidential task force to design the system. We filed with a lot of employees, employers, and politicians. That's a lot of huge political debate. I think similar in the U.S. with the Obamacare, of course. National insurance is a political. It's not only the technical. So that's a huge debate on that one. Basically, what we are designing is simple like this one. Everyone who have income should contribute 5% of their salary monthly to this National Health Insurance Corporation. The poor and low income get the subsidy from the government, and this one will pay the provider with prospective payment. Prospective meaning you pay capitation and DRG system. There's only two mechanisms that we approve at this time. So this is the more detail about pooling, and then if you are familiar with the WHO model of the financing, purchasing and so on, pooling, this is the one that you can describe. The key of this system is similar like National Health Insurance Corporation in Korea and also in the Philippines, you have PhilHealth. The only different PhilHealth cover only inpatient, you don't cover outpatient coverage. We in Indonesia cover everyone, everything. As a result, the contribution level also higher, 5%. I think in Korea, you contribution 2.5%, right? That's to cover everyone. Yeah. This is the legal public entity. It is not the government managed. It is quasi government, because if government managed, we are not sure it will be successful. A lot of corruption. Sorry to that. Yeah. The benefit comprehensive, but we select of the all option of the treatment the most cost effective intervention. So we have to select a drug, for example, the most cost effective drug. Okay, I just continue to this. So the we call it BPJS in the Indonesian words. That's the management, the body that manages all the fund to the people. Right now, this BPJS already manages about 96 million people under one health information system across the countries, 5,000 kilometers away. So that's managed under under one information system. Luckily, we have this information technology, telecommunication technology, computer system that easily, as you have a MasterCard or Visa, you can buy all from all over the world. So it's simple like that. We provide a card, a membership card, and can be used in any hospital in the country. That's the design. We manage that the total administrative costs should be no more than 5%. If you look at the insurance, private insurance company, even in the US, the what we call it, the loading factor can be as high as 15%. Indonesia can be as high as 40% of the premiums going to the administrative management and marketing costs. With this social insurance scheme, national scheme, we manage at most 5%. So 95% of the fund collected will be channeled to the healthcare providers. That will save also employers' money and employees' money. The drugs will be managed under what we call it e-catalog, where a pharma company submit their drugs and their capacity to produce and the price, and then we will select the lowest 3 to 4 products to be used. So that's the way to do it. So we make this competition in the level of that one. For the hospital, we are doing now revising based on 1 million claims data. Previously, we implemented 3 years ago to be used for the 2014, starting 2014. This is the kind of the mosaic of that. For the all public health program, it's financed by the government's revenues. For the poor, it's fully subsidized. Near poor will have some partial subsidy, and the employees and employer will share their 5% of the salary for the funding. Yeah. Well, it is the issue of monopoly. This is a health debate in Indonesia. I think it's similar in other countries, even in the U.S. We don't recognize as monopoly. Because monopoly meaning you are single buyer. This is single seller. This is a single buyer, so it's called monopsony. By doing this monopsony, we put the power in the national health insurance to purchase the lowest medical care and lowest medicine. So this is what we call it in the economic theory called monopsony, because of the power monopsony to compensate the power of monopoly of the medical care. Medicine actually monopolistic because the doctors, hospital have a power of monopoly to set price, and we don't have choice when we are in the hospital. So this is the power of monopoly. To overcome this power of monopoly, we have to establish the monopsony power. So this is the design of the Indonesian system. Of course, it's very difficult. We have worked, I worked with this reform for 15 years. Yes, I will be there. For 15 years, yes, it takes long time to do, because you have to convince people, politicians, academicians, policymakers, all the sectors, and the doctors, Indonesian Medical Association, initially objective, like here in the U.S., I think, in the past when Blue Shield Blue Cross launched, the American Medical Association also rejected that idea, the similar thing. This is very difficult. But as we have in Indonesia, this is the Borobudur Temple, 1,000 years old. It builds long, but it will last long. So we believe that with the hard work, and finally after 15 years of working, now we have the law already there, and the government already pushed into the corner to implement that. It is different from the Obamacare. Initially, our president didn't want it to do it because they're afraid of spending too much. But people powers pushed them to agree on this one. And finally, the parliament passed the law last year, and the law saying that started 2014, we start integrating, and 2019 all people will be on board into the system. It will be, that's why I put the title, will be the largest single payer system. Will provide comprehensive benefit to all people, the same benefit for all. That's create simple and easy to understand, because everyone will do the same process, and the provider also will process only one claim. If you are not happy with the benefit, you can top up with private insurance, but still the healthcare providers only process one simple administration, not too many like here, you have too many. We have experience before with too many insurance, too many providers create a lot of problem with administrative cost, administrative management. Hopefully it will solve some of the problem. It will not solve everything, but at least we solve access and controlling healthcare expenditures. I think this is what I can share with you before the moderator give me time, Scott. Thank you very much. If you want to have more detail, you can send email to me. I have also other books outside that regarding tobacco control that I edited. Feel free to take it home. That's another battle to control that our money, full money from the national insurance will be managed efficiently. Then we have to control smoking and non-communicable disease. So that's another way to do it. Thank you very much. Thank you.